Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up? All right, today we are going to talk about energy, and you're going to walk away from this podcast episode with a strategy to help you increase your energy no matter what, okay? Before we dive in, if we are not already connected on social media, let's go ahead and do that, all right? So I hang out primarily on Instagram. You can find me there at The Cassie Woods. You can check in the show notes, and I've got it typed out in there if you want to make sure you know how to spell my name and all of the things. But if we are not already connected on social media, let's go ahead and do that now, because part of what we're going to talk about as far as this strategy to really help you increase your energy, I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper on social media and on the feed, okay? So I want to be connected there. I want you to get the deeper look into this strategy, and I want to be able to talk it through with you. So as you have questions, as you implement, as you see this really start to make a difference for you, I want to know about it. So let's connect on social if we haven't already. And let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so before we dive into the strategy to help you increase energy, let's just clarify what energy is, okay? So energy is this life force, right? It is, it's how we feel. It's how we show up. It's how we get things done. But I think a lot of times when we think of energy, right? And specifically like energy for ourselves, right? Like I want to have more energy. We think that it's something outside of ourselves. Like we need to do something outside of ourselves in order to have more energy, right? Like use some type of a stimulant or do something that is going to give us energy. And this is a quote that I got from Brendon Burchard. And this was something, you know, several years ago, I took one of his courses, High Performance Academy, and it was life-changing to learn a lot of these strategies on really how to be a high performer, right? How high performers think, how they take care of their body, what do their habits look like. It really was something that helped me refine and tweak my own habits, my own processes, but more importantly, my viewpoint and perspective on certain things, and one of them being energy. Okay, so he says that the energy does not the power plant does not have energy, it generates it. Okay, so the power plant, we are the power plant, does not have energy. So we do not have or not have energy, right? Our energy levels aren't like, oh, my energy is full or my energy is empty. We generate energy. So we don't need to get anything from outside of ourselves in order to have more energy. We are the creator of energy. Kind of crazy. And just a different perspective to look at. And again, this idea and this process of thinking, okay, how can I show up and be a high performer? Well, high performers have a high level of energy, right? They have a high level of follow through. They have a high level of willpower and commitment and discipline and drive and vision and focus. And I knew, you know, back several years ago that that was what my life needed. That was what I wanted, to be able to make the impact and build the life and create the experiences within my marriage and for my family and my community and all of these things. I needed these habits and these tactics and these strategies of high performers. And so that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. Okay. So we are the power plant. So we don't get energy from somewhere outside of ourselves. We actually convert it, right? So, and there's actually a whole process inside of our body that we convert and create energy, right? That happens on its own. So it literally is a decision on our part of how we are taking care of our body, our physical body, our mental, emotional, spiritual, to help it to do the process that it's already going to be doing, to generate energy and then use it efficiently. And that's what the strategy that I'm going to teach you is all around. Okay, so when you're talking about energy and you're checking in, and this is something that for myself and then, you know, a lot of the women that I work with in my mental wellness business, whether they are coming in and they're getting started on products and kind of plugging into some of the programs, the mental wellness programs that we have, you know, when we're talking through that process of, okay, what is going to be the right fit for you? What's going to be meaningful to you to help you achieve your goals, to feel better, to feel more connected, to experience more joy in your life? A good percentage of the women that I work with and talk to, it really does come down to energy, okay? And having more energy and feeling like if they had more energy, they would be able to follow through better, or they would be in a better mood, or they would have more patience, or they would have that kind of like mental flow and creativity back, right? So this is a conversation that I'm having day in and day out, and have been having, you know, day in and day out over the course of the last 4 years. So I know that this is something that we all deal with. We want more energy. We want to feel more vibrant and alive. And, you know, it's something that, there isn't an area of our life that it doesn't impact. Okay. So when you're thinking of the area of your life, right, that you want that energy to apply to, right? Like you want more energy in your health and wellness. You want more energy to be able to devote and dedicate to your health and wellness, or you want more energy to be able to you know, get more things accomplished in the day, or you want more energy to be able to, you know, kind of like expand your bandwidth and be able to take on more and process more and, you know, accomplish more, right? Check in and figure out what it is that you actually mean, okay? Because there's four different types of energy that we're going to talk on and touch on here before we dive into the strategy, because all energy is not just physical energy. All energy is not just tired or awake. Physically, like muscular, like strength or weakness. You know, again, like mood swings or stable mood, right? So when we're thinking about physical energy, that is more just kind of like the quantity or how much energy that we have and how we feel that in our physical body. So again, a lack of physical energy, if you're checking in, that can feel like fatigue, like being tired. That can feel like your muscles are weak or heavy. It can feel like you are having mood swings, or you're just experiencing kind of like a more erratic mood. It can feel like poor concentration, right? Not being able to concentrate. And it can feel like not having the ability to make the kind of decisions that you want to be able to make, right? So impaired decision making. So when you're thinking of physical energy, you're going to look for some of those signs, okay? When we think about mental energy, which is the next type of energy that we're going to touch on really quick, this is your focus. This is your creativity, your ability to problem solve and think through things, your ability to take action and like finish, follow through, accomplish a task. That's your mental energy. Okay. So are you looking for more mental energy, or are you looking for more physical energy? Are you wanting to go run a mile, or are you wanting to sit down and knock out an hour's worth of deep concentration work and you can't seem to find the focus to be able to do that, right? So kind of identify what it is that you're looking for. The next type of energy is our emotional energy. And this is really powerful, especially as women. I think a lot of times when we talk about energy, we talk about, again, the physical and the mental. And that is our, again, our physical energy, our body, and then our mind, our brain, our brain power. And that really is like a good majority of the conversation around energy is kind of focused around those. But our emotional energy is really powerful, right? And it's something where how we are feeling, so our emotions that we're having, can really either add to our physical and mental energy or take away from our physical and mental energy, right? And we've all experienced this, where like how we're feeling, our emotional energy either being a drain or giving us life, right? Even if our physical energy is lacking, our emotional energy is there and we're able to be able to focus and show up and do the things and get things done because we have that emotional energy. So our emotional energy is, again, it's our emotion. So how do we feel? So Some positive emotions that are going to give you energy are passion, happiness, enthusiasm, hope, joy, recognition, trust, right? These are high vibe, kind of high energy boosting emotions. Some negative emotions, right, that we feel that drain from our energy stores, that drain from our batteries. So that can drain from our mental, our physical, or our emotional energy. Worry, fear, sadness, guilt, insecurity, irritation, grief, shock, all of these different things. Boredom, that can be something that can drain our energy. Self-doubt, right? These can be things that drain our energy. And so that can, you can feel that when you are feeling the emotion of boredom or the emotion of worry or the emotion of fear or the emotion of anger, that can affect your physical energy and that can affect your mental energy. Okay. So just checking in and noticing like, where do I feel in each of these areas? The next type of energy, the fourth type of energy, is our spiritual energy, okay? And this is our connection to God, connection to our creator, the feeling of purpose and meaning in our life, in our day-to-day, in our work, right? And that's something where when you feel purpose in what it is that you're doing, that is one of the most powerful energy sources that you can connect with. Right? It can overcome, like having that spiritual energy can overcome a lack of physical energy, a lack of emotional energy, a lack of mental energy. I call it that Holy Spirit energy, right? Where it can overcome just about anything and you can just be amazed of what you are capable of, what you can accomplish, and what it feels like to be alive and be a human when you're really tapped into, you know, that spiritual energy, that Holy Spirit energy. Okay. So when you are checking in and applying this strategy, right, look at each of those different areas. So don't just think, how do I feel physically? Or don't just think, how do I feel mentally? Don't just focus on the problem, but actually like step back a little bit and look at these four different types of energy and check in with how am I doing in each of those areas, okay? So here's the strategy. It's super simple. Ready? Pause, check in, then act. I'm gonna say it again. Pause, check in, then act. This is self-awareness, my friend. And this is the quality that the highest of high performers learn how to perfect over time. It is my firm belief that one of the biggest purposes that all of us have on planet Earth as a human, why we are put here, what we were created for, is to increase and deepen our level of self-awareness. So to know ourselves better so that we can connect deeper and know other people better, right? So we can't give what we don't have. So if we don't have self-awareness, if we don't know ourselves, we can never truly know another person, right? If we don't know ourselves, we can't truly love ourselves because there are all of these different layers and levels and things underneath the surface that you need to know and understand to be able to truly love them and accept them, right? You can't accept and love something that you don't know what it is. And that goes for you too. So self-awareness is part of our, this is my belief. It is a huge part of our purpose here because it is the way that we connect and love deeper, love deeper, leave more of an impact, have more meaning in our day-to-day, and really like how we show up and have better energy. Because hello, if we can pause, check in, and then act with from a place of self-awareness, then we're going to actually be taking the steps and implementing the things that are going to help us in the areas that we actually need help in, right? Makes total sense. Easier said than done. And this is a practice and something that you will get better at over time. But I promise you, if this is something that you are serious about, like tapping into a new level of energy, this will change your life if you commit to this. Pause, check in, then act. So pause. How are you feeling? If you're, you know, this is, I do this on a daily basis. I literally do this exact process on a daily basis. I check in. How do I feel physically? how is my energy? Like, what was my sleep like the night before? If you listened to last week's episode, I talk about all of my gadgets and technology and my Oura Ring. And I love my Oura Ring because it does help me with understanding how I'm feeling in my physical body, right? With my sleep score and my recovery and just kind of like how my heart rate variability and kind of some of those things, like how am I doing physically? To be able to connect the dots of, okay, is what I'm feeling, this physical lack of energy that I'm feeling, is it truly from my, you know, physical habits like sleep and nutrition, or is it stress related, or is it, you know, emotional, like emotional stuff that I need to deal with, right? So check in, how do you feel physically? Check in, how do you feel mentally? How's your focus? Are you able? Are you getting distracted? Are you having a hard time remembering things? Are you feeling like you can problem solve and, you know, start from the start and get to the finish, right? And GSD and actually get things done? Or are you like squirrel brain, right? So check in there. Check in emotionally. What are the emotions that you feel? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you neutral? Are you bored? Are you, you know, what are the emotions that you feel? When was the last time that you experienced a super positive emotion like joy or happiness or, you know, excitement or passion or love or enthusiasm, right? And if it's been a while, then, you know, it might be something that you think about, how do I add more of that in? And then your spiritual energy. Do you feel like there's meaning and purpose, right? And this is like one of those existential questions, but it's something that we should be asking ourselves every day if we really want to tap into high performance energy and really, really, really be able to like expand and broaden our bandwidth, our energetic bandwidth to get more done, right? Accomplish more things, leave more of a mark while we're here. Do we feel like there is purpose and meaning in our day to day? And that's a choice. That's a decision, right? Are you connected to God? Are you connected to, again, that Holy Spirit energy and feel like you're being led and like you're showing up and being obedient, or are you just kind of going through the motions, right? These are questions that I ask myself every day. I pause, I check in, and then I act, right? And I'm going to give you some of the strategies or just some of the things that you can do to each of these areas. In each of these areas, if you pause, check in, and you're ready to act, right? You're ready to take that little bit of self-awareness and then apply some wisdom, right? And some proven methods, some proven strategies to help increase your energy in each of those areas. Okay, so physical energy. So if you check in and you are feeling like your physical energy is lacking, right? And you're feeling sleepy, you are feeling like your muscles are heavy, like you're feeling weak, all of those kinds of things. Number one, check in with your sleep. Listen to last week's episode if you are in a season where sleep is tough, right? And you're struggling here. I talked about some strategies of what to do after a poor night of sleep, and then just some things that you can do to help you with getting better sleep. Okay, so sleep, nutrition. Have you been fueling your body? Okay, so like we need protein. We need carbohydrates, we need fats. Those are the building blocks of the conversion of energy in our body. So the way that our physical body creates energy, it needs each of those three macronutrients, right? So we need each of those. And then we also need lots of different minerals and vitamins and different things, right, to help us to actually convert and synthesize and have the energy in our body, right? So what has your nutrition been looking like? Look at that. Movement. When have you moved your body, right? Motion creates emotion, right? So if you're moving your body, that is going to help generate more energy. This is the coming back to the High Performance Academy course that I took with Brendan several years ago. Like if you are feeling drained right now, I do this a lot on coaching calls where I will stop and we'll do burpees. You know, we'll do 10 burpees. If people are like showing up to the coaching call and they're kind of like looking like they're just the right, like just kind of there. Like if you're listening to this and you're just kind of there, I want you to like do some air squats, do 10 air squats and see how you feel. Do 5 burpees and see how you feel. Have a little dance party, shake your booty, right? Move your hips. That helps process emotions and move energy around and get energy flowing so it's not so stagnant in your body. So moving your body, okay? And then supplementation. Supplementation is powerful, not stimulants, right? I'm not saying take a stimulant. I'm not saying do something that is going to kind of like mask what's going on underneath the surface, but supplementing with micronutrients, supplementing with probiotics, supplementing with different adaptogens and herbs and all of these different things, right, can really make a difference in your physical energy. Okay, so check in with how you feel, and then those are some strategies that you can implement for physical energy. For emotional energy, okay, some really powerful things is connection, right? Our connection to ourselves, our connection to the people around us, the people we care about. That can be really powerful in changing how you feel. So connection and communication. Therapy is really powerful. If you find yourself stuck in a negative emotional state, or you find yourself coming back often to one specific negative emotional state, whether that be grief, that can be fear, that can be worry, anxiety, depression, all of these different things, guilt, all of those different things, going to therapy and working through your emotional stuff is impactful. It's worth it. It's worth the investment. It's worth the time. I'm a huge proponent of therapy. And if you are serious about, you know, high performance and you find yourself in a pattern, right, of getting stuck in certain emotions, therapy is a really powerful tool to help you. Meditation can be really helpful. Sleep, right, can be really helpful for our emotional health. Having a hobby or something that brings you joy, right? Like actively doing something that you know is going to elicit a positive emotion, just that as a strategy of like, okay, I'm going to schedule in some joy. I'm going to schedule in a conversation with a good friend that always makes me laugh. I'm going to listen to, you know, some music that is really awesome and makes me, you know, reminds me of my carefree, you know, years in life or whatever, right? That can be really powerful in your emotional health. And then supplementation, same thing, like supplementation and utilizing adaptogens and herbs and different, you know, probiotics and things like that, that can help you with processing your emotions more efficiently, with the communication, right, of the different neurotransmitters and different things that kind of happen underneath of the surface on a biochemical level to help you feel the way that you want to feel more often, okay? The next thing, mental energy. If this is you and you're like, I'm having a hard time focusing, clear out distractions. Do you need to do some decluttering? Do you need to close out some tabs on your computer, delete some apps on your phone, set some screen time limits on your phone? You know, there's all these different hacks. If you work on your phone or on a computer, you have to actively work at not getting distracted. Like I have a very easily distracted brain, like very easily distracted brain. And so if this is you, just send me a message on social, on Instagram, and I'll share with you some of my favorite tips for your phone for productivity, your computer for productivity, and then some different things that you can do just to help with focus. But clearing out clutter, deep rest can be really powerful. If it's been a while since you've done any like deep rest where you completely unplug from screens, you don't watch TV, you're not on your phone, you're off social media, and you're in nature, that can be really, really powerful for focus. Moving your body, so helpful. Exercise, going for a walk, meditation can be really helpful. And then there's lots of really great supplements. Again, stimulants can be helpful for mental energy. I'm personally not a huge fan of stimulants. You know, I have a cup of coffee every morning, but that's pretty much the only caffeine or stimulant that I'm using on a daily basis. But there are a lot of different adaptogens and herbs and nootropics and different things like that that you can use that are scientifically validated and shown to increase focus and mental energy. Okay, the last one is spiritual energy. Okay, so this is such a personal thing that I feel like you either know what helps you feel more connected to God and what helps you feel more connected to, you know, there being purpose and meaning in your life, or this is something that you need to work on, right? You need to figure out for yourself, and you need to apply some effort in this area. Okay, so for me, being in nature is one of the things that really helps me to feel grounded, to feel connected to God, to feel God, right, in my physical body, is being in nature. Animals, I have horses, so riding and being in nature or being around my animals is really helpful. Worship, and, you know, like being, for me personally and my beliefs, right, being in the Bible and reading the written word and listening to worship music and worshiping myself and prayer and those kinds of things are really powerful to help me feel connected to Holy Spirit and God and connected to that spiritual energy. And then feeling purpose in my work. And what that really comes down to is vision casting. For me, it comes down to connecting with my creator, connecting with God, and then listening, right? Opening myself up, praying, and then listening, and then connecting and creating, right? Vision casting and creating and really feeling like what I'm doing, the children that I'm raising, the marriage that I'm building, the income that I'm making, what I'm doing for work, showing up and recording this podcast and you listening to this and us connecting in this way, I feel that that is part of my purpose as a human, right? And I feel a lot of purpose in what I'm doing and I'm very much so energized from that, right? So connecting with these things and figuring out for yourself, like what are you doing on a daily basis that is adding to these areas? Or is it like, I don't know the last time that I did something that made me feel connected to God and my creator and like I have meaning and purpose outside of, you know, just doing things. Or, you know, sometimes like I've been through seasons of life where it felt like my life was pretty insignificant, right? And the things that I was doing didn't really matter. And really that was a perspective thing. And that was me needing to, you know, just get quiet and listen and make sure that I was carving out time to connect with my creator, because none of us are insignificant. No matter what you're doing in life right now, no matter where you're at, you matter. There is a purpose. There is, you know, a plan for your life and a plan for your future, no matter what season that you're in. Okay, so I know that. I know that confidently, but I also know that I've been in seasons where I wasn't aware of it as much as I could have been or should have been without doing this type of work. Okay, so that's your strategy. Pause, check in, and then act. I hope that this episode brings you some value. I hope that you implement some of what we talked about here and you really start to tap into and define, you know, on a daily basis, you get into that place of self-awareness where you are able to pause, check in, reflect, figure out where you're at, and then implement a strategy, okay? So again, I totally want to be connected on social. If we're not already, you can find me on Instagram where I primarily hang out at TheCassieWoods. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you loved about this episode and what you are implementing. And then as always, if you are interested in learning more about what I do with the Mental Wellness Company and you want a personal recommendation of how the mental wellness products, right, the supplements and the different strategies and tools and programs that you can implement into your life, what that would look like for you, go to the show notes. Right at the top, there's going to be a link that you can click on to fill out a form and get a customized product recommendation just for you with your specific situation and experience and goals and all of the things. That's going to come directly from me. I'll send you an email and then we can, you know, have a conversation about what that looks like moving forward. All right. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day and I will talk to you soon.